And on this Friday, courtesy, as always, of Studio 360, Sean Ramaswamy joins us, the host of Sideshow. Sean's idea is to troll the internet and find things that you haven't found and should take into your weekend and talk about them all weekend long. What's number one?
Number one, you know, there was a big week on the internet. There was the last episode of The Daily Show. We're coming up on the last episode of True Detective for the season. There was a Republican debate last night. I'm here to talk to you about a bodega in Brooklyn got its rent hiked by 250% recently. The owner of the bodega took things into his own hands and decided to stick with the neighborhood and fight for his bodega, which has been in his family for 25 years, by hiking all of his prices by 250%. So he's calling it an artisanal landlord price hike sale. Everything in the store is 2.5 times the normal price. He's got a air-chilled Budweiser beer flights. He's got a curated selection of extension cords, a grass-fed Himalayan tuna salad. There's some really great images that Julia Lowry Henderson at Studio 360 stumbled upon that you can find on our site.
That's fantastic, but can he do it? Can he?
We'll find out. Yeah. Maybe I'll come back in a few weeks with the thrilling conclusion to this bodega story. Number two, the internet, it's sort of running out of great supercuts to come up with. And so now I think you really have to have like an original, super original concept for your supercut. And this week someone came up with one. It was every time someone says stop in a song and the music stops.
Stop.
Stop. Hammer time.
There's like 3 minutes more, John. Would you believe that it happens quite a bit?
I do. I mean, it seems like you have to do that when you say the word stop.
I think so, yeah, evidently.
But to hear it all together, it's a crime.
Number three, Chris Pratt couldn't be like more having a great time. But someone was at a like Greek restaurant in Great Falls, Washington called Omega Pizza and Pasta and noticed that, did I just say pasta? That's like the Canadian way to say it.
Pasta.
They're sitting next to this mural of like this scene of two people lounging in like Greek antiquity and noticed that it was attributed to a Chris Pratt. And the person who took the photo asked the owner, and it turns out it was that Chris Pratt. When he was 16 years old, he was friends with the son of the owner of this restaurant and painted this Greek mural for them. And
an original Pratt.
Exactly. Now it's circulating online. And, you know, this is what the internet's really good at, celebrating muralists. It's quite an image.
Bye, everybody. Guess what? I was secretly an undercover rock star this whole time.
From Chris Pratt to Chris Rock, number four.
Sure. Chris Rock, yeah. I don't know if you've heard, but there's this big rap beef blossoming between Drake and Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, Meek Mill. Did you hear about that? It's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I'm a big Drake fan.
Of course I did. Yeah.
But this beef is sort of so petty and silly. I'm not really on board with it. But Chris Rock Instagrammed a wonderful meme reaction to it. There's this image that people take and manipulate of Batman slapping Robin from like a classic Batman comic. And in this one, Robin's going, Batman, Drake or Meek Mill? And Batman's slapping him and he goes, Wu-Tang,
You can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that's good. Anything with Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
Number five.
One of the songs of the summer seems to be a song called Trap Queen by Fetty Wap, and it came out last summer. So it's weird that it's the summer song of the summer, but it's a very catchy song about being like lovesick and missing your woman. And this week, the good people at Vulture took that audio and slapped it over scenes from the animated series Doug. Do you remember Doug? Mm-hmm. It's been gone for a while. But it makes perfect sense because Doug is kind of this lovesick, lovelorn dude as well. And so the intersection of the two is you know, agreeable. And it was just nice to see Doug again. So I thought we could go out on Trap Queen here. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando.
We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. And what's on the Sideshow podcast this week?
I talked to the guy who wrote the Seinfeld theme song about how he came up with this weird slap bass and mouth noise and like shakers. And it turns out he's written like 75 TV show theme songs, like King of Queens, Who's the Boss? He's this amazing guy named Jonathan Wolfe, and you gotta listen, John.
Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast about the stuff that you can't find. Only he can find it. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.